This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Uniform reveal for the Texans coming up at the top of the hour. We're all over it here. The McNairs are in studio at 11 a.m. today. And we still have yet to hear from Stephon Diggs. Nick Caserio, of course, was asked about that. He said, we don't do the whole uniform, holding up the jersey, free agent coming in, press conference. Okay.
Yeah. They kind of did. Made us feel guilty about wanting to hear from Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of did one with Danielle Hunter, minus the jersey. He alluded to the number he was going to wear. But whatever the case, Stephon Diggs will meet with the media eventually. But we have heard now from Josh Allen about the Stephon Diggs trade.
So this is Josh Allen. It's just his first impressions up in his press conference yesterday with when asked no fewer than 9 questions about Stephon Diggs. First question was just simply, you know, what are your feelings about the trade?
Definitely hard to part ways with a guy that's been very instrumental in our success here over the last 4 years. And again, I can't thank him enough for when he came in and how hard he worked and what he taught me along the years. And obviously, I wish we can keep everybody. We've made a lot of changes this offseason, lost a lot of veteran leadership, Steph being one of them. I guess that's the nature of the business. And going into year 7 now, it's just kind of is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they could keep everybody if you didn't make so much damn money, Josh. What do you think about that? If you think about how selfish you are for just making it impossible. Now the Bills did actually eat a whole lot of cash just to get Stephon Diggs out of the building.
Right. that's the thing for me. Like I think Josh Allen is trying not to cause controversy here. I don't know how different his actual feelings are with the and we're gonna hear more from him here in a second. I know that. But I just like I mean you and I differed on opinion on this a little bit earlier. Like I just feel like for him to reference Stephon Diggs and kind of lump him in with the veteran leadership that walked out of the building, like Poyer and Morse and Micah Hyde, and I mean Tre'Davious White was part salary but part he's had injuries, but like those guys are all like those are conventional cap cuts that teams make that don't have salary cap space. Like if Diggs wasn't such a pain in the ass behind the scenes, my guess is he would still be a Buffalo Bill now.
It would be right. They're going into a reset year. Now, I don't know if Josh Allen is even aware of that. Like sometimes you believe all the propaganda and you tell yourself, and you know, they could have a surprisingly good year because they still do have a good roster.
Sure.
Except for the whole wide receiver thing, because they lost their 2 best wide receivers. Dude. Gabe Davis, did we mention Gabe Davis walking out the door?
Yeah.
That's the big part, is that they can't keep everybody. The reason they can't keep Stephon Diggs is because nobody wants to see an already disgruntled Stephon Diggs go through a reset year and then be 1 year older. So this is ripping the Band-Aid off at the right moment so you can reset and then move on.
Let's hear more from Josh Allen. What else do we have here?
This is just on whether or not he's spoken to Diggs.
Have you spoke with Steph since the move was made?
Yeah, I shared a text with him and got one back and just thanking him for everything that he did for me and always have a spot in my heart for him. And I'll always love that guy like a brother and wish him nothing but the best.
It's going to be a little bit like when Tom Brady and Randy Moss split up. And then remember, it was people kept trying to make it seem like, oh, Tom Brady forced him out, and they were trying like hell to create a rift between the two, and it never seemed to It seemed to be squashed pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, between those two. Would love to know Tom Brady. Oh, you were asking earlier, like, what could come up in the Brady roast? Got to be something about Antonio Brown that comes up in that thing, right?
Oh, probably, yeah. Antonio Brown, like... Boy,
real good judge of character there, Brady, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are you happy? Yeah, oh, my gosh. You know what? I hadn't even thought about... I forgot all the dynamics of it, but just Antonio Brown running around talking, like, hinting that he's slept with Giselle at some point and everything. When meanwhile, like, not to mention the other times that Antonio Brown has, like, publicly betrayed Tom Brady. And this is, like, this is the only dude that would sign Antonio Brown, bring Antonio Brown onto his team, like, with his endorsement at that point in Antonio Brown's career, so he could win a Super Bowl. And Antonio Brown is acting like Tom Brady wronged him somehow. It's amazing.
Seth, he let him stay at his house, Tom Brady did.
I know.
The list of human beings that I would let stay at my house, Antonio Brown is way down that list.
No, especially after, look, I know, honestly, not to get anybody's personal business, but after the allegations of what Antonio Brown had done in houses before, I don't think you should be inviting him in to stay with your family.
Tossing,
you know,
furniture off of balconies and things like that.
Or just like the allegations from his old personal trainer there.
Oh, yeah.
Just bad stuff, man.
Bad stuff.
You're not a court of law, dude. You don't have to assume innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, man.
You just don't invite him to stay at your house with your hot wife.
That's it. Unsupervised, possibly, at times. What else we got from Josh Allen here and Stephon Diggs?
This was Josh Allen on what he learned from Stephon Diggs.
What would you say are some of the things that you learned from his time here with you?
Well, again, I think, you know, the concepts that we were able to put in, the concepts that we were able to run with him, his mentality, the way that he attacked each and every practice, you know, it was very infectious, especially for the young guys seeing that. So that's what I would say.
Okay. I liked about hearing that.
Yeah, the part about him attacking practice, I think I liked it because it drives home a point that I've tried to make, which is nobody has ever complained about Stephon Diggs' work ethic. Right. That hasn't been the issue.
Yep.
So I think that sometimes people hear a couple bad things about a player and then you would just assume like every bad character trait must be there. He is that classic guy that, you know, people try to excuse some of the outbursts as saying, well, he's just super competitive or he just wants it all. Travis Kelce. You know, assaulting Andy Reid, the elderly Andy Reid on the sideline. Well, he just, you know, he's fiery. He wants to win.
Yep.
But yeah, that part of Stephon Diggs is not an issue or in doubt at all. It's like he's not going to be, I don't think, he's not a guy that demands vet treatment and only wants to practice on Friday or anything like that.
Yeah, I loved hearing that. You know, he's already working out with some of the young guys. He's like, he's already, if you're worried about Stephon Diggs infecting the young players in the receiver room and the franchise quarterback, well, your worrying has already begun because he's working out with them in California. He's hanging out with them. You know, he was hanging out with Tank Dell when Stephon Diggs came in for the Travis Scott softball game, you know.
They might get infected with a burning desire to practice harder. That's right.
If you're going
to
get infected
if
with something
that
burns.
You're going to get a burning sensation from an infection. Have it be burning with something burning within you to achieve.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Absolutely. We got more from old Josh Allen here, Seth.
Oh, God, so much.
Give me more.
They asked so many questions, Sean. On what he learned.
You said they asked 9 Stephon Diggs questions in this press
conference. 9. Yes. 9 Stephon Diggs questions. And Josh Allen, to his credit, just never looked frustrated or aggravated or move along here, you know.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, on what he learned about managing relationships from his time with Stephon Diggs.
You know, I feel like I'm one of the guys, and sometimes I have to remind myself that, you know, you're looked at a little bit differently. You know, guys are relying on you a little bit more and understanding that. And but trusting coaching staff, trusting your teammates around you, and having that type of humility where it's like you're able to say when and where you're wrong. And I think that's you know, what we've learned over the last few years, not just with him, but with other receivers and with other players as well. It's everybody's got a different type of relationships. You know, everybody has something different that makes them tick.
It's going to be real interesting watching them operate with, I don't know who, Curtis Samuel as their most accomplished wide receiver right now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It'll be, Josh Allen is probably not going to show, like, you know, cracks in the armor or anything like that if he's frustrated or if they're not able to operate at the same level they did with Diggs on the team. Because even though Diggs' stats were down in the second half of the season, I got to believe his mere presence on the field was a big reason why they were winning football games and still, you know, and scoring more points and moving the football.
Yeah, there was, he was still attracting attention.
Yeah.
And he was still getting, they were doing a lot more dinking and dunking with him and then taking selective deep shots. And he was getting open. It's just that Josh Allen, like he sometimes does, just isn't always that accurate with the football.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stephon Diggs had some, like, everything was off. Stephon Diggs had drops. I think the biggest thing there, though, too, is just to kind of, I think there's where some relationships just run their course. Josh Allen there is talking about, like, realizing, oh, okay, I got to act more like an adult now, and I guess I got to take accountability for when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Like, all of this stuff that honestly, it's exactly how it looked from the outside. Is it okay, you have this young, immature quarterback that needs refinement and probably has never even really thought of himself as a leader. Then all of a sudden, Stephon Diggs comes in and supercharges everything. And yet, Josh Allen is still, there's been a little bit of an arrested development with him with both his actual process as a quarterback and then I think his role as a leader. This is stuff that CJ all handled in college.
Yep.
Like, and got, and thought about and focused on and understood immediately in college, like, okay, this is, I'm not one of the guys anymore when it comes to how much people depend on me and how I need to be with the relationships. So it's going to be a completely different relationship with CJ than it was with Josh.
I 100% agree. I felt that to begin with. Those clips we just played, I feel a little bit better about the trade. I already felt good about the trade because the expectation that I have for Stephon Diggs is not the same one Buffalo had 4 years ago when they traded for him. They were trading for a guy who's going to be a number one wide receiver for them through the prime years of his career and be with Josh Allen for a long, long time. It didn't work out that way. I'd sign up for one really good year out of Stephon Diggs. And then if he moves on, he moves on. Like, that's where I'm at with it.
Well, and it really, I mean, it did work. It worked for 3 years. It worked up until the playoffs of the third year when things at least outwardly bubbled over, you know? It was, I think people don't realize that Stephon Diggs was there for 4 years. That COVID year kind of gets just thrown out in the wash in our minds. Like, he was there a long time before things got bad.
Yep, and he was great in that COVID year. He was all pro in that. Yep. It was his first year there. He was phenomenal there. And I think the thing that made me feel even better about the deal was the part that I know perked your ears up to about Stephon Diggs, the way he attacks practice, the way he sets an example for the younger guys. Josh Allen didn't have to say that. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't have to say that in that answer. He volunteered that. And but the question wasn't, what are Stephon Diggs' practice qualities like? It was, what did you learn from him?
Right,
you know?
And that's kind of why I wanted to listen to the press conference, was that I knew that Josh Allen was going to handle it diplomatically. But when you choose to compliment the things that can be genuine compliments, what do you choose? And it was, I found that interesting that that's what he chose.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we head into the final segment. 22 minutes till the top of the hour, the big uniform release for the Texans. The McNairs will be in studio at 11 a.m. with John and Landry. Up next, one of my favorite players in this draft who could be there when the Texans pick at 42 did an interview. Have the Texans been doing due diligence on this guy?
Mm.
This is just a guy whose voice I want to hear, if I'm being honest. We'll let you hear that coming up next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.